This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point. Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is whack.
Oh, my God.
And he's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
I was just a pig in heaven.
And together, they are Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
All right, man. We are getting closer to Sunday, which means we put last Saturday behind us. Start thinking about the Philadelphia Eagles.
We tried to.
The Seattle Seahawks game's in the past.
I keep watching it.
It's like dust. It's gone now. They're all gone now.
I would have did something.
All the wins and the losses are gone now.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
Oh, hold
what
on.
What happened?
Yeah, that's just my... We're good.
Well,
we'll see.
We're really not.
I had my volume on my computer.
And if people want to know, I'm dealing with something voice-wise, but we'll get through it. And you're smiling. Shasky said I sound terrible, but I'm here. Let's go. We got Acho joining us today, and this is a big-ass game.
Oh, you think?
Yeah, playoffs!
You know, I was thinking about a lot of stuff regarding this game, and we're going to touch on what Brian Baldinger said, at least.
Was it Baldy or me?
Well, that's we don't usually play sound right off the top. Ah, but what the hell? We may as well get it started. I just thought it was incredible. Yesterday, Guru and I were talking about this game, and you know, I said the 49ers absolutely can win this game. I said they have a coaching advantage. And I thought you wouldn't fight me, and you ended up saying, well, you know, because people say what they say about Sirianni, and you said, you know, I could be disrespect because you know, Sirianni's won one, and Kyle hasn't, and
right.
Sirianni's this, that, and the other thing, and I just knew you wouldn't have said that, you know, 8 weeks ago.
I told you I'm growing.
But, no, You were sticking up for Sirianni yesterday.
But I told you and Evan in the green room, I'm sticking up for the accomplishment of one with a ring and the bling. So it wasn't Sirianni, really. It was the fact that Sirianni and Hurts have got it done. That's all.
Right.
Okay.
But to me, it's still noteworthy.
Okay.
This is with Brian Baldinger. He's our Odyssey NFL insider.
Baldy.
Keep in mind, this is in Philly on WIP. He doesn't just do shows for us. He does shows for other stations. All on the Odyssey Network, though, by the way. Here you go.
I wouldn't even be close. He's Sirianni and Hurts. We're talking about, you know, two guys that have been to two Super Bowls, won one, and been to other big games and been in the playoffs every single year together. Yeah, that's not even. I wouldn't even have a debate with that.
Really? Mm. You wouldn't even have a debate?
Not even a debate.
So how
one
much?
One guy's done it.
What's that?
One guy's done it. One guy's trying to do it. One guy's trying to get over the hump. One guy's trying to. No, I. You know, when you've done it and you've been there, they never take that away. It never goes off your resume. That's what it's all about.
All right, so I'm gonna actually do that again and set it up much better. But this is Brian Baldinger. He's on with Spike Eskin yesterday of WIP. And the question was, would you take Sirianni and Hurts or Kyle Shanahan and Brock Purdy?
Yes, sir.
And he said the former.
I wouldn't even be close. It'd be Sirianni and Hurts. We're talking about, you know, two guys that have been to two Super Bowls, won one, and been to other big games and been in the playoffs every single year together. Yeah, that's not even, I wouldn't even have a debate with that.
Really? Mm. You wouldn't even have a debate?
No, not even a debate.
So how
one
much?
One guy's done it.
What's that?
One guy's done it. One guy's trying to do it. One guy's trying to get over the hump. One guy's trying to. No, I you know, when you've done it and you've been there, they never take that away. It never goes off your resume. That's what it's all about.
Now, I need you.
Fascinating. Yeah, that we had that discussion yesterday, and I said, okay, well, then who's your boy from the Cowboys last year?
McCarthy.
Mike McCarthy. Yeah. I was like, well, then Mark McCarthy's a better coach than Shanahan and everybody else. And I said that, you know, we can go on resumes, and that's how we can make the decision, but so, okay, it's Sirianni, but I was like, we got to look closer than that, but what I'm getting at is Baldy said the same thing as you, is like, what? How can Shanahan and Hurts be better than Sirianni and Purdy? Sirianni's going to the playoffs 5 out of 5 years and has a Super Bowl.
And been to it twice. Well, yeah, gotcha. But I do want to say this to you. Been to it twice.
Yep.
You used a word. I didn't give you credit before I left, but when I got in the caddy, you were the context police. You hit me with that. And I said, damn, I'm feeling that, because if you watch what the Niners are doing with what Kyle's has at his disposal, that to me should give him some more points as opposed to just bling, bling, no bling. So I'm asking you to be to Baldy what you were to me yesterday, the context police, because for, and Baldy's his prerogative, Bobby Brown, but to say it's not close, Kyle's been there twice, one with Jimmy and the other with Mr. Irrelevant. So we got to put some. But if you feel how you feel, Brian, and Baldy's the guy, but to say it's not close, I think it's going to be a close game Sunday.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. Let me make it clear about yesterday. I just felt like, you know, over the course of the last, let's say, 5 years, since Sirianni's been there and what the Eagles have done and stuff like that, it felt to me, you know, I get it. We're in San Francisco. You know, and Kyle Shanahan, his name as a football mind comes up way more than Sirianni.
There we go.
There's just no doubt.
Right.
I mean, if Sirianni got fired tomorrow and Shanahan got fired tomorrow, who'd get hired first?
I think Kyle.
Okay.
All right.
So, you know, from that context, I thought most people would have taken Shanahan and Purdy.
Yeah, but his brilliance offensively, if I told you outside of being a leader of men, which is important, what's Sirianni's claim to fame? You don't have one.
Well,
you know, Kellen Moore left. He was a coordinator, and now they're saying that's why the offense is sputtering. But you know what? Kyle's known like Andy Reid and McVay offense.
Yeah, I mean, but if you look, you know, this is the thing. It was easy for me yesterday to say, you got to be kidding. Sirianni isn't in Kyle's league, and nobody would have ever thought that, you know, for the last 5 years. Okay, here we go. Sirianni. This is his fifth year with the Eagles. He's gotten to the playoffs all 5 years. He's 5-for-5. Sirianni, this is fascinating to me. Sirianni in the playoffs, 6-3. Shanahan in the playoffs, 8-4. Same winning percentage. Jalen Hurts, postseason, 6-3. Brock Purdy, postseason, 4-2. Same winning percentage. So, I'm kind of with you. I'm surprised that he would take Sirianni and Hurts. But then again, if I also think what he's looking at is, well, clearly the Super Bowl, that they've got one. But I also think it might be about what Sirianni and Hurts have done together for 5 years. Not that Purdy and Kyle haven't, but I think Baldy's putting a lot of emphasis onto the relationship of Sirianni and Hurts, and how over the 5 year period they've had ups and downs, but that union together might be stronger.
Yeah. I'm not mad at that. We're all different. You, Willard Dibbs, Spadoni, Shasky. So none of us have played in the NFL. Baldy has, and he is a former player. And to me, it sounds like he's putting so much respect on the fact that they got it done. Kyle/Jimmy didn't get it done. And that's all I was trying to bring up yesterday in regard to how can a guy and a quarterback that haven't gotten it done supersede a guy, even though we feel like Sirianni looks like, I don't know what's going on. His resume is his resume.
You know what? And this is this is a great example, perhaps, and I'm just asking 49er fans, of perception maybe over reality.
Man,
we've been out here for 9 years watching Kyle Shanahan, way more ups than downs, way more highs than lows, way more creativity than blandness, and they just haven't gotten over the top. Meanwhile, we kind of look at Philadelphia, and whether it's their fan base or their media, maybe their problems are overblown and that the Eagles are really overcoming stuff.
But
I mean, what I'm getting at is,
I'm there.
Here's what I'm getting at. I guess Sirianni's not a laughingstock around the league, and I guess Shanahan's not a top three coach in the NFL, because I think Hurts and Purdy are pretty equal, but I would take Shanahan over Sirianni. Yeah. I'm just saying, Brawley's saying no.
And
hold your horse. Hold your horses now.
Who is that?
Of Monsters and Men.
Stop!
No, I read Of Mice and Men.
That's Steinbeck. That's a novel.
But no doubt, I read it. Who sings that? Of Monster and Men.
That's the name of the band, Of Monsters and Men. And that.
Now, why would...
Hold your horses now.
Real
quick. The song is called The Mountain Song. Right.
Why would you of? Couldn't you just ditch of and it just be Monsters and Men?
I guess so.
Evan, why the of?
You know, I never thought about that, but that's one, a great point.
That's one for Marcy. Why don't you ask Marcy? That's okay. Her genre.
Yeah.
She would understand that. I think they're from Ireland.
And I want to give a shout out to a coworker on the radio.
No chance.
Next segment.
No.
Yep.
Disallowed.
Yep.
By the way, we're working on something special down the road, and I'm going to tell you on the other side.
And you owe the boss an apology.
No chance.
888-957-9570
is the number. Come on, let's go. Eagles, Sunday in Philly. What do you think of what Baldy said? Is he pandering in Philadelphia? Was he pandering? We should get him on today, just special. And ask.
I hadn't thought of
that. Just try to fake it and just act as though you're just asking the question. All right, 888-957-9570. What's coming up on The Game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, Saul absolutely got a raw deal.
Definitely wasn't on my bingo card.
We're not a championship level team right now.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. It's playoff week, ladies and gentlemen, and the Niners are going to be in Philadelphia for a game at 1:30. They call it the Link back in Philly.
Yeah, where you watching?
Lincoln Financial. That's a great question. This is one of those where I wouldn't mind watching it with a few people. What?
Evan, can you help me? I lobbied for that last week.
What do you mean?
Because this particular matchup.
We asked you about it. You said no.
I want to be by myself.
That was Seattle.
Yeah.
This is Philly. One other reason was because that game was at 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
I didn't want anybody in my house at 8 o'clock.
It's a Saturday.
Exactly. Exactly.
We can get after it.
So now you're trying to meet. Well, it's a school night. It's Sunday.
But it's a school day.
Well,
hopefully Dana will open, as they say.
Yeah.
The big fella.
Yeah.
By the way, I teased something earlier that we're working on something. Guru and I just had an impromptu conversation, and I just said, how's Norm doing? Guru said, Norm's doing pretty well. Norm, of course, Guru's father. And Guru said, you should try to get him in here. And I was like,
well,
of course. Absolutely get him in here. I said, my dad was in here 5 years ago.
He got on the mic.
He made a fool of himself. Norm will be...
He called Bonte and I the ethnic.
I know he did. And I'm surprised I still have a job.
We know what he meant, though.
He's trying to be progressive.
Yeah. Mom's was embarrassed.
Well, that wasn't the first time Mom's been embarrassed by Dad. So you'll be in the lab.
Yeah, I'll be in the lab.
All right.
Oh, my baby, my darling. Am I going to embarrass you now with all your fans out there?
All your fans.
I think you wanted to say something too, didn't you? You had.
I don't know why I yell and my voice is cracking. Why I think I've had a successful corporate career outside of radio and where I learned my principles of surviving, Evan and Steiny, is you got to be polite. And when people see, when they come your way or you interact, getting coffee, what have you, the fact that you're just smiling, people gravitate to that. And I thought I've mastered that. But here lately, I've been slipping. But I have to shout out our coworker, one Joe Hawks. This dude has mastered just being positive and saying hello when he really means it. And Evan, you used to have that slot, but here lately, I've come in and we've gotten into it.
Right? Oh, my gosh.
So, Joe Hawks, I just want to say thank you for always smiling and saying, like you said, I should be a mall greeter. I'll never forget that. But he should be the mall greeter. He's just always in a good mood.
Always.
And he put me in one this morning.
Always.
And I needed it.
Always.
So, Evan, you're number two now.
No, I have nothing on Joe Hawks. Okay. There's some people that have a natural glow all the time. They're just positive, and it just emits. And some people, it rubs off on them. I'm not that guy.
And some days I want to say, Joe, just stop your crap. He could be, but he just is him.
So
love you, Joe.
I won't say the person, but one of my best friends is a guy named Dave. That's all you need to know, Dave. And I had a friend back in the day, and I introduced him to Dave, and Evan knows Dave, and met him for, they hung out for a couple months, and then one day, Dave's not around, and the guy goes, you know what, I don't really like Dave. And I'm like, what?
Come on!
He's like, everybody likes Dave. He goes, there's something about him, he's just too nice. There's no way he's that nice of a guy.
And I know
I'm
Dave.
Like, are you serious?
I know who you're
like,
talking
yeah.
about.
Oh. Yeah, there's something. I don't know. Something doesn't add
oh,
up.
Oh, boy.
I'm like, all right.
There's a few of those people that if you don't like them,
something's wrong
you're
with
the
you.
Problem.
No doubt. Yeah. Absolutely.
I tell Shasky that
I'm
all
one of
the
those
time.
Probably.
Yeah, I tell Shasky that. Shasky's got a list. Oh, man.
The Hawk.
Yeah.
All right.
What about the Sharks? Dude, they're the first wild card right now.
Hey. Do they have wild cards in the NHL?
I'm looking at it right now. They do. Wild card.
It's 1-8.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah. It says wild card, 1, and then the Kings are right behind them at 2.
That might be Western Conference.
No, I'm looking at both. Wild card right now, guys. So, to Evan, your point, if you want to do it the traditional, the 3-6, they're the 7th seed.
Yeah, and yeah. I think they're a point out of, it's either 5th or 4th.
Dude, they're, yeah. What's going on?
What the hell?
They're 22-18.
Apparently, Evan looked up the numbers. He's second,
oh boy,
odds wise to win the MVP.
Jesus. Macklin
Celebrini.
We took his virginity, dude. His first interview was right here on this show.
The problem is like,
what? We got to get there.
I mean, you know what?
To the tank.
We absolutely do.
This is Macklin Celebrini, and you're listening to Steiny and Guru.
Isn't it amazing,
and I
guy?
I asked him to do it.
Isn't it interesting? A guy like just of normal stature, like some of the greatest hockey players are just.
But he ain't
they look
built
like regular
like Lindstrom.
That's what I'm saying.
He's like Steph, Allen Iverson.
I mean, Gretzky was almost skinny, right? Yeah. All right. Anyway, Sharks started out a little slow, but
man,
incoming, as they would say. All right, we're talking about this game Sunday. Obviously a big game, 1:30. And this is what we're talking about. We're talking about Shanahan and Purdy and Sirianni and Hurts. And Brian Baldinger said he's got to take Sirianni and Hurts, and it's not even close.
I wouldn't even be close. He's Sirianni and Hurts. We're talking about, two guys that have been to 2 Super Bowls, 1-1. And been to other big games and been in the playoffs every single year together. Yeah, that's not even. I wouldn't even have a debate with that.
Really? Mm. You wouldn't even have a debate?
Not even a debate.
So how
one
much?
One guy's done it.
What's that?
One guy's done it. One guy's trying to do it. One guy's trying to get over the hump. One guy's trying to. No, I. When you've done it, and you've been there, they never take that away. It never goes off your resume. That's what it's all about.
I'll say this. The guys in Philly might not even think Baldy. You know what I mean? They wanted to give Kyle some points, it sounded like, in Brock. Like, not even close was not ludicrous to them, but they're like, hey.
Well, I mean,
we haven't played Baldy yet.
I mean, what I thought of immediately, and 49er fans can weigh in at 888-957-9570. I mean, what I heard, what resonated with me is maybe we overrate Shanahan and Purdy out here. And there's a feeling among the NFL people that, yes, Shanahan and Purdy are fine, but they haven't broken through. And Philadelphia's been more consistent over the last 5 years. They've certainly won more regular season games than the Niners over the last 5 years. So for all those reasons, people are taking Sirianni and Hurts, or Baldy was. And yesterday, I'm sitting here thinking, well, Kyle's the better mind, right?
Offensive.
He's the better mind,
offensive,
right?
Yes.
And offensive. So I'm surprised. I thought it was kind of universal that everybody felt the way I know we all feel about Sirianni, and maybe that's not the case. Maybe Shanahan is the one who we're misjudging, giving him too much.
And maybe it's not even that. It you know, there is a possibility, and Niner fans don't want to hear this, but it's on the bingo card of the NFL playoffs. He could possibly be on his way to his third Super Bowl, mm-hmm. Sirianni. Mm-hmm. So what if that has nothing to do, it's all to do with Sirianni and nothing to do with Kyle? Because Kyle's been to two, and you're not a bum when you get to two. I just hate that I blame him for one of the losses and had his hand in two of them. Just me.
Yeah. 650 Boxer and Gerson, work injury attorneys text line. Shanahan all day over Nick Sirianni. See what Kyle would do with the talent and stability of Philadelphia. Coaching matters, but players on the field, the Niners players lost the last Super Bowl, brought a C-plus effort to the champ, needed A game Sunday. So what he's saying is, Kyle have a Super Bowl ring if he were in Philly the last 5 years.
Mm.
I think that's what he's saying, don't you?
Well, I'll say this to that. I don't know where I'm at on that, but what if he goes to 2-0 over Kyle in the playoffs?
Exactly.
That means, like, the Baldies of the world, that means something.
Then again, if the Eagles win 2019, they don't play great, and the Niners, you can tell, played as well as they could under the circumstances. You know, then you got to put that into the equation, too, that, you know, yeah, okay, Sirianni's 2-0 against Shanahan, but let's be realistic.
Yeah.
The 49ers are underdogs. People think they're going to lose.
That's
for another
day. Yeah, but I'm saying that for Niner fans. No. The ones I know.
Why do you do that? See, you're doing it again.
Kyle's so great.
Oh, my God.
He built something. Okay. He should have the hardware for one 40, of them.
49er fans.
Make a case for two.
49er fans. He does this all the time, and I want to know how you feel about it.
What'd I do?
Out of nowhere, in the middle of a conversation about the San Francisco 49ers against the Eagles. And this isn't the only time he does it. He does it a couple times a week.
I'm trying to see
what. Out of nowhere, just out of nowhere, talking about Purdy and McCaffrey and Sunday at the Link, for no reason at all, completely irrelevant, Steiny, the 49ers should have two Super Bowl rings. They just should. That's the way I feel.
I
think 49, it's like, what?
I do.
That's an old wound.
I do, yeah.
But
do you understand? They'll never. All wounds, they don't go away. They're like scars.
Right. And you know what you do? You pick at it twice a week and peel the scab off by reminding everybody that the 49ers have come up short. I got to believe 49er fans out there.
Oh, no.
You just got to be fuming at that.
No, they know it. They know it. 49er Frankie's never gotten over, and he never will.
Call it like you see it.
Thank you.
Look, I don't know what to say.
It out of love. I think you think I'm doing it to.
You are. I know you are.
I'm in no position. I'm from the Bay, so I love the Bay. What I'm telling you is, had Kyle cashed in one of those Super Bowl visits?
Baldy, but when you say it makes people.
And I'm going to get off this.
Get their dauber down.
Baldy wouldn't be able to say it's not even close.
No kidding. No kidding.
So that's why I'm like, Baldy is closer than you say.
I mean, if the Eagles don't win a Super Bowl,
Kyle built something here.
What?
Sirianni inherited a great
situation. They didn't make the playoffs the year before Sirianni got there.
Yeah, but you know what I mean. You had a quarter.
Okay, I got to be honest. You're doing it.
What?
Like, you're flip-flopping now. You are.
Well, Mark Ibanez said I do it.
Yeah, all the time.
But how am I flip-flopping? The Sirianni inherited a good... Yeah, they didn't make the playoffs, but you had something in the cupboards. Kyle had to go through... mincemeat at quarterback, and then Jimmy Garoppolo. All that, like, they built something, so that infrastructure. Stiney, there was a time that the Niners were the best team in the league.
When?
On both sides of the ball.
Never at the right time. They were never the best team at the moment they needed to be the best team. So
I was going to say 19 when they just ran through the NFC, but there was Kansas City, and you're right. But they were up 10 in that Super Bowl, but... I'm just telling you, I think it's closer, but I love Baldy hammering my point. And my point, this is why I'm growing, Stoney, early in 2026, is I think we omit sometimes guys and gals getting it done. How much does that play into it?
One more time.
Guys and gals actually getting it done rather than our bias, our personal bias. I look at Sirianni in that beard, and I'm like, this dude's a... But I'm profiling. He's got a Super Bowl and been to two, might go to three. And Kyle might be on his way to his third one.
What?
There's an opportunity for Kyle, if they go on a run, to get to his third Super Bowl just like Sirianni.
I got you.
But Sirianni's won one.
And
my point is that means a lot, man.
Right.
I think we omit it.
Well, you make sure to not omit it by making sure Niner fans know that...
It's a compliment.
They've had two chances. Yeah. We always look forward to the call, especially in big weeks. Let's go to Jan,
our girl
in Mountain View. Hi, Jan. How are you?
Well, I'm getting over a cold, and I think it was from that loss on Saturday night. But I'm getting better.
Good for you.
I'll tell you. I was telling Carter. You know. Shanahan needs to mix it up. And I mean, maybe have CMC throw a ball deep to Kittle. Maybe have a special trick play on special teams like that game in Chicago against Chicago. I mean, you know, Philadelphia has seen enough of 49ers that they have Shanahan's number, and if he doesn't scramble it up more and play more man defense, he's not going to get it. I'm sorry, but he needs to make the game play a lot more trickier and keep Sirianni off of his game plan. I mean, you want that Super Bowl and you want to advance. Well, you need to. You need to start there.
You know what,
Jan?
That's
all I have to say.
Yeah, real quick, you mind if I ask you a question? But first of all, I don't disagree with you. Like, Jan, how do you watch the game? Like, how will you watch the game on Sunday?
Oh, gosh. I'm right in front of my set screaming and hoping I don't lose my voice again.
Now,
but,
is it just you?
And they probably know that he's going to be on RTO and he's going to get out of the pocket and defense is going to be right on Purdy's tail. And he needs to, you know, and hopefully our, what's his name, plays to be a
Trent Williams or Pearsall. Hey, Jan, last one. Daryl, my partner, right. Guru, when there's a big game, he almost needs to watch it alone. Do you watch it alone or with others?
I watch it alone because I'm screaming and I'm hollering and I'm like, scramble it around, darn it, get out of the pocket.
Yeah. Hey, Jan, before you go, give us a score. What's your gut tell you?
Oh, dear. Well... I hope it's a close one, but I hope the Niners pull it out, and I'm going to say 35-31.
Wow.
Thank you, Jan.
Look at Jan.
And thanks for listening as always. I tell you what we need to do.
Tell me.
If the Niners win on Sunday,
Jan.
We got Guru who needs to watch games alone, and apparently Jan too. I say they have their own watch party.
I'm losing it.
Why? Like, we should get Jan. We should do something. Where's Laughing Monk? Right down near Mountain View.
Sunnyvale,
yeah.
Off Oakmead Parkway.
So we should go down there to watch next week's game with Jan, and I guarantee you we'll have twice as many people because people will come for Jan.
By the way, Steiny, a couple of updates. Oh. Emmanuel Acho of Speakeasy will join us at 12 o'clock.
Sweet.
And Mike Quick with the Eagles Radio Network does color analysis. Obviously, used to play for Philly. He'll join us at 1:30.
Sweet, Evan.
He was bad.
He was really good.
And tall. I think his number was 87.
It wasn't. It was 82.
Look at my man. I'm about to check.
I was a season ticket holder.
All right, I got you.
Then. Well, I wasn't, that. But Joe Fenlon was. And his dad, who was a doctor, had 8 season tickets. So we just used all his tickets.
Good get, Evan. Oh, Evan, you won't be at the Monk. You and Lowe will be here as a road game. Duh.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. We'll be in the studio for pregame.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Jan, stay in touch, especially if they win.
Anything
the 49ers.
Anything on Pearsall and Trent?
They didn't practice yesterday.
All right, we're one day closer.
We'll obviously have updates as the show goes along.
Well, here's the other thing. Let me tell you what is going on down in Santa Clara today, real quick. I went and looked at the schedule.
Okay. He was 82.
And I know Saleh is talking today for the Niners. And I'm still looking for my computer shot. We'll have sound from Santa Clara tonight. I don't think there's any doubt. Okay, here it is. 9:30, Robert Saleh talks. Following Saleh, Clay Kubiak will talk, the offensive coordinator. Brock Purdy will talk today at 11:05. Then the locker room opens to the media at 11:10.
Give me Kyle.
And then no Kyle today. Doesn't sound, unless he does it every day. I'm sure
it'll be the coordinators. Yeah. Kyle will talk tomorrow.
Yeah, okay.
Brock probably will speak today.
Yeah, Brock is speaking today at 11:05.
How much, if you're Brock Purdy, both of you, think he's thinking about last time he was in the playoffs?
I don't think he's thinking that.
Evan, you think that's correct?
Well, I don't think it's crossed his mind.
Oh, man. I mean, it would be a footnote, though. I want to go in here and slay these MFers after what they did to me and Reddick.
Well, I'm not saying he's not going to be motivated, but I mean, he's got to put that out of his head. Plus, that game was an outlier. We all know it. Once
they
you
ran
know,
out
once
of quarterbacks.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Let's go to Brandon in Livermore. Hey, Brandon, what's going on, man?
Hey, what's up, guys? How you guys doing?
Well, thanks.
Hey, so yeah, I'm actually born and raised in the Bay, but I'm actually an Eagles fan.
All right.
Quick story behind that. I didn't like people to tell me which team to root for, so I just chose the Eagles when I was a kid and stuck with it.
All right.
Wow.
In regards to the matchup, honestly,
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Paper, the Eagles are, pretty common sense that should be the better team. The only thing that can get in front of the Eagles' way to winning is their offensive coordinator. It's pretty blatant on how incompetent he's been with the play calling and all that stuff, given to, you know, last year's Super Bowl champs, number one rushing offense, all that stuff. But other than that, I really can't see the Eagles losing, except if they shoot themselves in the foot. So I want to know what you guys think.
I don't think 49er fan would tell you that
going into this game, the 49ers have more talent.
Right.
So, look, they're an underdog. 3.5 to 4.5 is all I will.
Second largest of the weekend, as Evan pointed out yesterday.
Yeah, those are the numbers I've seen. And that tells you, 3.5, 4.5 on the road in a playoff game, if you're telling me the home field's worth 3. So that's a game I think the 49ers can win. They're not supposed to win it. So this is one of those games where I was thinking about this. What, you know, what's at stake for the 49ers? Yeah. And to me, you know, I was listening to Joe Shasky this morning, and he ain't wrong when he was talking about, you know, if Brock Purdy Sunday can go into Philly and win this game with this undermanned team against those defending champions, it's one of the best playoff wins in 49er history.
Oh, wow.
What he was getting at.
Right.
And I'm thinking, I'm thinking, you know what? Okay, I'll buy it. So think about the difference between winning that game, one of the biggest wins in 49er history on the road in the playoffs, as opposed to losing the game, especially if it looks like Seattle.
Right.
And now we go into the offseason
with the bear.
What in the hell is going on? So it's like, this is why I love football more than basketball in this instance. It's all or nothing in football. You either win Sunday and Brock Purdy will be hailed, or the 49ers will lose Sunday and people will understand. They will understand.
Yeah.
But
this will be Kyle's biggest road victory in his tenure in the playoffs. This will supersede to me Dallas, Green Bay, the block kick. So to me, that one stands out. But I'm feeling what Butch is putting down. But what I will say before we get out of here, Istani, that bear of a to-do list is still looming and waiting on the Niners, even if they win it all. You know what I mean? There's some stuff here they got to get fixed with the Rams and Seattle in their division.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Eagles 49ers Sunday at 1:30. We're going to get into a lot of sound about the advantages either team has over one another, but we're going to get into a lot of 49ers Eagles today. We are going to sprinkle in some Warriors. Don't think we won't. They beat the Milwaukee Bucks last night, 120 to 113. And maybe that's going to be all we talk about. We'll see. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Safeway.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.